Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 30th of April 2024. Essence. Sweet children, check your charts to see for how long you remembered the Father throughout the whole day. Check whether you made any mistakes because each of you is a businessman. Question. Which one effort should you continue to make while being introverted so that you experience limitless happiness? Answer. Remove your intellect's yoga from whatever you have done for birth after birth and which continues to come in front of you. Continue to make effort to remember the Father in order to become Satopradhan. Remove your intellects from all directions. Become introverted and remember the Father. Give evidence of the service you do, and you will have limitless happiness. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you children. You children know that the spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. The spiritual father is the unlimited father. The spiritual children are also unlimited children. The father has to grant salvation to all children. Through whom? He has to grant salvation to the world through you children. The children of the whole world do not come and study here. This is called a world spiritual university. Everyone receives liberation, whether you call it liberation or liberation in life. Everyone has to go into liberation and then go into liberation in life. So it would be said that everyone goes into liberation in life via the land of liberation. They all have to come down, one after another, to play their parts. Until then, they have to stay in the land of liberation. You children now know about the Creator and creation. This whole of creation is eternal. Only the one Father is the Creator. All souls are children of the unlimited Father. When you children know about this, you come and study this yoga. This yoga is for Bharat alone. The Father comes in Bharat. He teaches the people of Bharat the pilgrimage of remembrance. He makes them pure and also gives them this knowledge of how this world cycle turns. You children know this too. There is the Rosary of Rudra which is remembered and worshipped. It is remembered that there is also the Rosary of Devotees. There is the Rosary of the Highest on High Devotees. After the Rosary of Devotees, there has to be the Rosary of this knowledge. There is devotion and this knowledge. There is the Rosary of Devotees and also the Rosary of Rudra. Then it is called the Rosary of Runda, because Vishnu is the highest on high in the human world, but he is shown in the subtle region. This one is Prajapita Brahma, and there is his rosary too. Eventually, this rosary will be created, because only then will it become the Rosary of Rudra and the Rosary of Victory of Vishnu. Shiv Baba is the highest on high, and then there is the highest on high kingdom of Vishnu. They have made so many beautiful pictures on the path of devotion, but they don't have any knowledge. You have to introduce the pictures that you make so that people are able to understand. Otherwise, they mix up Shiva and Shankar. Baba has explained that everything in the subtle region is a question of visions. There are no flesh and bones there. They just have visions. There is also the perfect Brahma there, but he is completely avyakt. The corporeal Brahma now has to become subtle, avyakt. The corporeal one becomes the subtle one, and he is then called an angel. His picture has been shown in the subtle region. Some of you go to the subtle region and then say, Baba gave us Subiras, mango juice, to drink. However, there are no trees, etc. there. There are trees in paradise, of course, but it isn't that Baba went there and brought the drink back for you. Everything in the subtle region is a matter of visions. You children know that you now have to go back home, and for that you have to become soul conscious. I, this soul, am imperishable, and this body is perishable. You children have this knowledge of souls. Those people don't even know what a soul is. They don't even know how a part of 84 births is recorded in a soul. Only the Father gives this knowledge. He gives you this knowledge of himself and also makes you Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. That is all. Simply continue to make this effort. I am a soul. I now have to have yoga with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Only the One Father is called the Almighty Authority Purifier. Sannyasis call out, O Purifier, come! Some even call the Brahm element the Purifier. You children now also receive the knowledge of devotion. For how long devotion continues, and for how long this knowledge continues. The Father sits here and explains this. Previously, you didn't know anything. While being human beings, you have become those with degraded intellects. In the Golden Age, they had completely pure intellects. They had so many divine virtues. You children also definitely have to imbibe divine virtues. They say, this one is like a deity. Although people believe in those sages, holy men, and great souls, none of those has a divine intellect. They become those with Rajoguni intellects. There are the king, queen, and subjects. The world doesn't know when or how the kingdom is established. These things you listen to here are all new. The secret of the rosary has also been explained to you. The Father is the highest on high. His rosary is up above. Rudra is incorporeal, and then there is also the rosary of Lakshmi and Narayan, who are in corporeal forms. The rosary of Brahmins is not created at this time. The rosary of you Brahmins will be made at the end. There is no need for you to go into too many questions and answers in these things. The main thing is to consider yourselves to be souls and to remember the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. There has to be this firm faith. The main thing is to make impure ones pure. The whole world is impure, and it now has to become pure. Everyone is pure in the incorporeal world, and everyone is pure in the land of happiness. You become pure, and you go to the pure world. That means that the pure world is now being established. All of this is fixed in the drama. The Father says, "Look at your chart for the whole day. Did I make any mistakes?" Businessmen look after their accounts. This too is an income. Each one of you is a businessman. You do business with Baba. Each of you has to check yourself. How many divine virtues do I have? How much do I remember the Father? To what extent am I becoming bodiless? We came bodiless and we have to return bodiless. Not a single one can return home in between. Everyone has to return together. The world never remains empty. It is also remembered, Rama went and Ravan went, but both now remain here. When the community of Ravan goes, it doesn't come back. However, these ones still remain here. As you progress further, you will have visions of everything. You have to know how the new world is being established and what will happen at the end. Then only our religion will remain. You will rule in the Golden Age. The Iron Age will end and the Golden Age has to come. There are now the two communities of Rama and Ravan. All of this only happens at the confluence age. You now know all of this. The Father says, "I will gradually tell you all the secrets that still remain as you progress further. What is fixed in the record will continue to be revealed. You will continue to understand. You will not be told anything in advance. This is also in the drama plan. The record continues to unwind. Baba continues to speak. The understanding of all of these things continues to increase in your intellects. Just as a record continues to play, so Baba's Merlis will also continue. All the secrets of the drama are recorded. It isn't that the needle of the record player can be picked up and put down anywhere else, so that that part can repeat. No. That would then also repeat. It is nothing new. Whatever new things the Father has told you, they will repeat. You listen to this and you will then continue to relate it. All the rest is incognito. A kingdom is being established. The whole rosary is being created. You will go individually and take birth in the kingdom. The king, queen and subjects are all needed. You have to understand all of this with your intellects. Whatever is to happen in a practical way, we will see about that. Even now, you will be offered a lot of hospitality there. Even now, Everyone has many things studded with jewels, but they don't have that much power. You have power in you. Wherever you go, you will reveal yourself. You become elevated, and so when you go there, you will show your divine character. Devilish children continue to cry from birth. They are still dirty. You will be sustained in a much more disciplined manner. There is no question of anything dirty. Children nowadays become very dirty. Such things cannot exist in the golden age. After all, it is heaven. There is no bad odour there that you would have to ask someone to light incense sticks. There will be very fragrant flowers in the garden. There isn't that much fragrance in the flowers here. Everything there has 100% fragrance. Here there isn't even 1% fragrance. Even the flowers there will be first class. No matter how wealthy someone here is, he still isn't that wealthy. There will be a variety of things there. The dishes, etc., will all be of gold there. There is nothing but gold, whereas here they are like stone. There is gold even in sand. Just think about how much gold there will be with which the buildings, etc., will be built. The weather there will be neither too hot nor too cold. There won't be any such discomfort from the heat that you have to use fans. Its very name is heaven. There is limitless happiness there. No one becomes as multi-million times fortunate as you. People sing so much praise of Lakshmi and Narayan. There has to be so much praise of the one who makes them become like that. At first, there is unadulterated devotion, and then the devotion of the deities begins. That would be said to be the worshipping of matter, for those bodies no longer exist. There is worship of the five elements. You would not say this for Shiv Baba. They make idols of gold or any other material to worship. A soul would not be said to be gold. Of what is a soul made? They would instantly tell you what material an image of Shiva has been made out of. But no one could tell you what a soul or what the Supreme Soul is made of. In the Golden Age, even the five elements are pure. Here they are impure. So effort-making children would continue to have such thoughts. The father says, renounce all of those things too. Whatever is to happen, that will happen. First of all, remember the father. Remove your intellects from all directions and constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved. Renounce whatever you hear and make one thing firm. I have to become Satopradhan. Then whatever has happened in the Golden Age every cycle will happen. There cannot be any difference in that. The main thing is to remember the Father. This requires effort. Make full effort. Many storms will come. Whatever you have done for birth after birth will come in front of you. So remove your intellects from all directions and make effort to remember me while being introverted. You children now have awareness, but that too is number wise according to the efforts you make. One can tell from the service you do too. Those who do service have the happiness of that service. The evidence of service being done is received from those who do service well. They come here as guides. Then it is quickly known who is a Maharati, who is a horse soldier, and who is a foot soldier. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. In order to become Sato Pradhan, remove your intellect from all directions, renounce everything else, and practice being bodiless. Also imbibe divine virtues. 2. Take good thoughts into your intellect. Think about what there will be in your kingdom and make yourself worthy of that and one with a good character. Remove your intellect from everything here. Blessing. May you be constantly full and equal and remain beyond all limited desires and receive the fruit of serving. To do service means to do that which gives fruit. If any service makes you discontented, that service is then not service. You may stop doing that service, but do not let go of your contentment. Just as those who are physically satisfied remain content, in the same way, those whose minds are satisfied will be content. Contentment is a sign of satisfaction. A satisfied soul will not be hungry with any limited desires, such as name, honor, any salvation or facilities. Such souls will remain constantly beyond any limited desires and will be full and equal. Slogan: to move forward in doing altruistic service with an honest heart means to accumulate in your account of charity. Om Shanti.